tonight. To strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you get a call on the radio to John Ford. We have a domestic, 409 Blauman Boulevard. They give you the name of the complaint. The next thing you know, you're pulling in front of the house. Hey, you don't even get out of the squad car. You can hear the damn woman yelling inside there. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know you're going to get in some serious stick time. Huh? You go kicking through the screen door and say, all right. There they are rolling along on the floor. So you pick the guy up and say, all right, hot shot, cool off a little bit. You stick his head in the fish tank. Yeah. Talk to the guppies a little bit, huh? Meanwhile, the water's rolling out over the floor. All over the DuPont Herculon carpet. So you're subduing this guy when all of a sudden the woman sneaks up behind you and starts raining ineffectual blows on your broad back. You turn around and you drop him and you say, hey, lady, don't you ever hit a malignant. That's why he's beat you. I understand. Just unbelievable. Yeah. And all of a sudden you feel something kicking you in the shins. It's Granny in a wheelchair. So you open the kitchen door that leads to the basement and give her a shove. Crying out loud. You walk in the bedroom to sit down and write out the report, and you feel something jabbing you in the side. There's some old geezer on a respirator trying to kick you. You're thinking, my God, as you tilt the bed up real fast. Slamming them into the wall. You're all a bunch of lunatics. So you take them all and throw them into the back of the squad car. Grandpa with his oxygen bottle. You fold up Granny's wheelchair, throw in the trunk, and throw her in there. Mom and Pop in the front seat, everybody bleeding. You say, hang on a second. Everybody smile. I want a nice picture of this hideous family reunion before I book you.